BT corn has been genetically modified to produce its own pesticides, and it's popular with farmers. In the Midwest, they've planted millions of acres of it. One target? The corn rootworm. But when Aaron Gassman, a bug researcher at Iowa State University, got called in to look at some fields, he had a hunch. Now, his research proves that fear.
These insects can adapt rapidly to this BT technology. So it highlights the potential vulnerability of the technology and the need to not set up scenarios where this type of adaptation occurs.
Gassman recently published a study showing that after about 3.5 years, the poison no longer works. That's because when corn varieties with the same toxic traits are planted in consecutive years, the worms with some natural resistance survive. Then natural selection makes those bugs the winners and farmers the losers. Their corn suffers devastating root damage, complicating harvest, and lowering yields.
Farmer could use BT corn, but they should also be using other things like crop rotation so these patterns don't arise and where the rootworm population gets selected year after year on the same BT trait.
Alternating soybeans or some other crop on the field limits the worm's food source and creates a fresh start for the following year's new corn crop. Although the certainty that the worms evolve to survive the toxins in BT corn is new, the damage from the rootworm and the advice on crop rotation are not. Aaron Hodgson, another ISU entomologist, addressed these concerns during a field day last summer.
I hear a lot of reasons for growing continuous corn. My recommendation to you guys would be to throw confusion at the larvae, mix up your traits so that you're not planting the same trait year after year after year.
Crop rotation once was the norm, with fields growing corn, alfalfa, oats, soybeans, perhaps other crops as well, to maximize soil health and diminish pest problems. Gradually, as current agricultural trends took hold, many farmers dropped to just corn and soybeans, and in some cases, corn alone. Mostly, it comes down to dollars and cents. Farmers wanted to capitalize on the high price of corn. Despite the risk of rootworm, farmer Doug Adams of Humboldt, Iowa, says farmers with landlords to pay can feel beholden to market forces.
You have to make decisions based on the markets for that year, and typically your cash rents year to year as well, and that's kind of what forces you into that shorter term outlook.
He recognizes the importance of crop rotation and uses it on most of his fields, but even so,
I've got a few acres that I do corn on corn.
The USDA is already predicting farmers will plant fewer acres of corn this year, partly thanks to lower prices. And analysts are expecting a record high for soybean acres. That could help quell the rootworm's ability to develop resistance. But scientists and farmers both know that pests are likely to continue adapting. Seed companies will keep trying to stay a step ahead. Next up, some evidence shows rootworm larvae can survive in soybean fields, so 1 year off corn may not be enough. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.